My last question is about the tonsils.
Okay.
You're in Dr. Morton Walker's book, taking the tonsils out can have real implications on one's health either sooner or later.
Yes.
Is there a way to compensate for that? I know when I was a kid I had my tonsils taken out, and I've had a problem with allergies and fatigue and, you know, weariness. And I'm wondering what you might suggest.
Well, I certainly agree with Dr. Walker that we don't want to do that. And many of the cases where the tonsils are removed, the child is being fed white flour, white sugar, and homogenized pasteurized junk milk. And no wonder.
I took that out of my diet.
No wonder these kids have a tonsil problem. So the best thing you can do, you can take that junk milk and make it into kefir, a wonderful live food culture again. You can switch from white flour, but you got to really read the labels, because these guys are so clever that sell this stuff. They don't say whole wheat flour. They just say flour. See. So you might think right away this is whole wheat flour. Anytime you see that the package says enriched, you know it's junk flour no matter how they wrote it, okay?
Right.
And these are the kind of things you got to do, and then you can hopefully prevent such an issue. But now that it's happened, I do think more support is needed for the thymus. And some of the best support I have seen has come from things like nucleotides and colostrum, because the colostrum actually is has immunoglobulins that function almost like a stand-in immune system, and they're human active fractions. So that's a wonderful support. The nucleotide, again, being a proven super support as well. So these two guys, if you feel... if you're tired and you want to see if it could be that too much is going to white, not enough to red, you can try these guys and see how you need them and use them as you think they're helping. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks for your call, buddy. Good talking to you. Bye now. Okay.